Good evening. It's 6:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado's March presidential primary ballot has been certified by the state, and it will include former President Donald Trump's name. Whether those primary votes are counted is up to the U.S. Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the justices may focus on what the writers of the 14th Amendment intended in the days after the Civil War.
And there are other questions the section leaves out, like how do you know someone has committed insurrection? Do they need to be convicted of a crime? Or does Congress need to say this thing was an insurrection, which it has not done for January 6th? And then there's a question of who gets to decide this. Yeah. In Colorado, the courts have concluded that they have the power to apply this part of the 14th Amendment. Trump's side argues that it should be up to Congress.
The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments on February 8th. Denver's mayor says the city's response to migrant arrivals will cost about 10% of this year's budget. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports Mayor Mike Johnston asked city agencies to cut costs for 2024.
The city has not specified what programs or services could be cut. A spokesperson says they don't anticipate layoffs, but there's a potential of a hiring freeze for non-essential positions. The city is sheltering more than 4,700 migrants, and hundreds are arriving every week. Denver is struggling to pay for the needed aid, so the city has two choices: find money or begin to shut down shelters and put thousands of migrants on the streets. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Marketplace coming up at 6:30, followed by Colorado Matters at 7.